So now you're at ELAC and or at the new division called ELAC America, and you've set up an office there and you're starting to design new speakers.
Yes.
And we saw the first of them at the show, the home entertainment show there in Newport a month or so ago now, it must be. And I have to tell you, whenever I was walking down the halls and I ran into somebody I knew and I said, what should I go here? What's really good? Almost everybody said, you must go to the ELAC room.
Yes, that was a very nice reaction. I was very happy about that. I must say, those were the first of the new series that I designed. So the only working pair that I had. Everything else was in static display in the adjacent room. But I tried to make sure I got those working for the show. It would have been embarrassing. And of course, as I usually do, I spent, you know, 2 days moving them around the room every which way until I got that sweet spot. And that's, you know, no matter how good the equipment is, what matters is how well it's set up. And so I wanted to make sure that I could get the best possible setup. And by the time I got it maneuvered into the locations that I did in that room, I have to say I was very pleasantly surprised by what I was able to get out of it in that environment. So I was very excited to be able to show that to everybody else.
Yeah, and, especially in a hotel room, which is rarely very good.
It's rarely very good, but then you look at a lot of rooms and they're rarely very good to start with. Of course, the difference between with it a hotel versus your home is you have months or years to optimize a room at home, not 2 days. But yes, you just have to spend time and
you just have to spend the time.
Yeah.
And what was most remarkable to me, I mean, you know, your reputation precedes you, and I knew they were going to sound really good. But everybody I talked to said, you must go hear the ELAC room and the new Andrew Jones speakers. And what was it more remarkable to me even than that was the fact that these are entry-level speakers. They're the bookshelves you were showing called the B5. And I want to mention these model numbers in a minute because it's pretty cool. you know, our bookshelf speakers, and they, what is the list price on them?
$229 a pair.
$229 a pair. And this at a show where, you know, there were many, many rooms with speakers in the 5 and 6 figure range. And everybody was saying, you must go hear these $230 a pair speakers. it just blew me away. And then you go and listen to them and you go, yeah. No wonder everybody's pointing this way.
Uh-huh.
So tell us a bit about the line of speakers and what makes them distinctive.
Well, to begin with, is why are we doing this? I already mentioned that to start off with a high-end speaker, it'd be years before I ever finished anything, which is why I have Chris Walker working with me, because he makes sure I do finish things. Engineers don't finish things. But we decided to do entry level, but to step up from what I had done with the Pioneer speakers for two reasons. I wanted to do something a bit better, and why compete with myself? Those other products are still out in the marketplace. And people have been, they keep asking me, when are you going to do something a bit more expensive or a little more expensive? You know, keep on going. And so, my starting point was the next step up in price, and it enables me to play more with the sound quality, to get better materials and better design into it. And so we started with a 5-inch bookshelf, and then on static display, there's a 6-inch bookshelf. There'll be a 5-inch 3-driver floor stander and center channel, and some subwoofers, which I'll get into later.
Yeah, definitely.
But that extra money enabled me to play with cone materials, for example, to get better performance. And it was also, with a fresh start, it's a chance to think afresh about what ideas I tried before and how I might want to change them as I move forward. You know, you always learn. Those entry levels were one of the lowest cost speakers I'd designed. And I learned a lot from doing that. They were already in their second generation. Now I wanted to think a bit differently about some of the design approaches I'd got, and try and re-optimize my thoughts and my designs.